God says in His Word, He blinds our mind and our eyes so we do not see and understand these things. He says that. Do you know God says that? He says that. If you hadn't read it, it's in the book of John. But if you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. Does that mean you'll not have any attacks of evil? Oh, you won't be conquered by one. That doesn't mean you might have to go through a battle once in a while, right? Absolutely. We may all have to go through battles at different times. Who knows what the battle may be or how long it may be, but they will not be able to conquer you. But God will allow us to fight the battles. And whenever we get the Word of God in us, we can fight these battles. But He says, if you'll make Him the Most High God your dwelling place, no evil will conquer you and no plague will come near your dwelling place. I like that, don't you? So I don't have to worry about the Hong Kong flu or whatever they call that stuff. They've named it so many different things in the last few years. Oh, and I get so tickled. Everywhere we go, I see these signs, get your flu shots here. And the other day, I was tickled at the schools, how many children they would not let in school because they had not got their shots. I thought, what a deal. I don't want my kids to have those shots, you know, because I don't know what's in those shots. And I've been warned by some pretty good doctors not to take injections into my body. So I think I'll just pass. But what do you do? Well, you either homeschool or you do something, and probably, if you're smart, you'll probably just homeschool your children. Yeah, you may not be the smartest person in the world, but you can teach them better than what they can teach them. You know that, Kim? Amen. You know, you can teach them. I know you homeschool, don't you, girl? Yeah, that's what I thought. So her children, almost all of them have already made this Jesus Lord and Savior now. And they're all just little bitty. But they teach them about Jesus. And they teach them the things they need to know. Verse 11 and 12. Verse 11 and 12. For He orders His angels to protect you wherever you go. Now, if you've made Him the Most High God your dwelling place, you have protection. An angel or two, whatever, that He sent to protect you and watch over you. Have you ever stop to think that you have an angel that goes with you? And once in a while, you might call upon Him, ask Him to do something for you. You know, I mean, every once in a while, I'm amazed that before I got me a power motor to push my airplane back in the hangar, there's a little bit of an incline there. And sometimes, especially if the ground has been wet out there in front, it's just gravel. But when I try to put it in, I couldn't do it. And so sometimes I could, sometimes I'm stronger than I am other days, and I just couldn't push that thing back in there. And sometimes I'd go around the other hangar and get somebody to come help me to push it in. And then one day I thought, you know, hey, I could call on my angel. So I tried to push it in and one night and couldn't get it in there. So I thought, okay, Lord. I said, now then, Lord, You said You sent an angel for me. So I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask You to tell the angel to help me push the airplane back in the hangar. I said, thank You, Lord. So I said, okay, angel, get a hole right there on the wing and let's go. And so I pushed it, and I pushed it right back up in there. Or me and the angel did, I should have to say. Now, isn't that amazing that we have an angel and we have a helper that God has sent, and so many of us never call on Him to help us. We get in trouble. I saw a demonstration of an angel. I was at a church here in the Metroplex years ago, and there was a little bitty guy teaching God's Word, and he was talking about demons and how they affect us. And I was really interested in what he was teaching, and so I was listening. I didn't have a lot of knowledge at that time about demons, so I was wanting to learn, so that's why I heard he was going to be teaching down at a certain church in Irving. I went down there, and while he was teaching, all of a sudden, some guy, pretty good-sized guy, just came out in the aisle in the back and started running toward the front, and he said, started screaming, I'm going to kill you. This happened in church. I'm going to kill you. And I thought, gee, what are we going to do? And this preacher, you know, I mean, I didn't know what to do. And so I was way back over on that side, and he got out on this side and come running down this aisle. And this preacher, he just stepped right in the middle of the aisle like this, and he just watched him come running down the aisle. I thought, well, what's he going to do? And he didn't move. He wasn't in fear or nothing. The guy got about halfway toward the front. He says, Father, in the name of Jesus, send two angels to put him on his face in the name of Jesus. And all of a sudden, both this guy's arms went back up like this, and this guy went flat down on his hands and knees with his face on the floor with both arms straight back up. And he's sitting there with his arms back up like that, and you could tell the angels were holding his arms up, one on each side. And I thought, gee, that's the neatest thing I ever saw in my life. I ain't never seen that before in church. But I got to see it that day. It sure made an impression on me about demons and angels, I have to say. I thought, wow, no wonder this guy can teach this. He knows his authority from God's Word. But it was an awesome demonstration of the Spirit of God. And finally, he told her, he said, okay, a couple of you men get up and go over there now and take this man out. And so a couple of big men that got up, he said, we'll help you. And so there he is on his face, and he can't move. So they just walk up there and grab his hand and raise him up and carry him out the back door. And I don't know what happened to it after that. I just thought to myself, wow. And he told us, we have angels. And I thought, man, that's good news. That's good news. But the Lord says right there, he orders his angels to protect you wherever you go. Isn't that good news? Now then, does that happen to every Christian or to those that make him the Most High God your dwelling place? That's the secret. Those that walk in obedience to his word, he sends his angels to protect you. Now, I mean, I've seen, especially young ladies, I've seen this happen to so many young ladies. They say they're a Christian, but they're not walking in obedience to God's word. And they're out somewhere messing around, maybe drinking in a bar or something one night, and they get hauled off by some guy and raped, brutally beaten or something. And they said, you know, the word of God is not true. If God was real, he would have protected me from that. No, he said, if you're making him the Most High God, he'll protect you from that. And if you're his daughter, you shouldn't be in that bar drinking. That's the secret. You're not making God the Most High God your dwelling place when you're in that bar drinking and running around with a bunch of men that's doing the things they're doing. You're asking for it. And so many of those women that go to those places dress to entice those men to rape them. They show too much. Oh, God's not going to send his angels to protect you like that. You can forget it. You need to be in church, not in a bar. You agree with that? You need to be walking in obedience to God's word. Stay away from all forms of evil. You don't want to be nowhere close to evil. You agree with that, huh? Absolutely. Is it a whole lot safer in church than it is in a bar? I think so. I think so. I remember when I was a young guy, about 18, 19 years old, I moved to Dallas. I got a job working with Dallas Aero, and I met some guys here. And, of course, they wanted me to go somewhere with them one night, and it happened we ended up in some bar. I don't know where it was, but somewhere in Dallas. And when we walked into that place, I mean, here I am, a young Christian. It's like every flag in the world goes up in me. This is not where you need to be. You know, but I went in with them. But boy, was I miserable in that place. And I heard words that I'd never heard before in my life. I saw things that I'd never saw before in my life. And when I left that place, I told them, I said, guys, if you guys are going to go to places like this, don't ask me to go anymore because I ain't going to have nothing to do with this no more. I only went that one night. And I'm telling you, that was the most uncomfortable night of my life. And they felt comfortable there. I was hanging out in the bars, you know, drinking. Man, I didn't drink. And I thought, man, I ain't going with you. But he says, for they will hold you with their hands to keep you from striking your foot on a stone. That's how much they're going to protect you. You won't even strike your foot on a stone. If you're walking in obedience to God's word, he will protect you as you go through this life. and He will keep you from all sickness and disease. Now then, verse 13 and 14. You will trample down lions and poisonous snakes. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. Now, who do you think He's talking about there? The enemy, the devil and his host of demons. This is who you will crush. You can step on them, walk on them. They're under your feet. Every time somebody sees, say, I like your snake boots. I said, yeah, I like them devils on my feet. Them snakes, I step on them, walk on them. I got them under my feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. Do you love the King? Yes, I love Him with all my heart. I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. Do we trust in the name of Jesus? Yes, we trust in the name of Jesus. 15 and 16. When they call on me, I will answer. Isn't that a beautiful thing? When you call on the name of the Lord, He will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. I will satisfy them with a short life. Oh, why do so many people live such a short life? Obviously, they're not doing something God likes. Or, there is something else God says in His Word that gives me great peace when I learn this scripture about, especially my daughter dying and my sister that time when she got killed at 21. She was 21, my daughter was 24. The Lord says, I deliver my children to protect them from something that's going to happen in the future. How many of you believe dying at a young age is a curse? You agree with that, right? Well, I want to, we just finished this. He says, I will rescue them with and honor them. I will satisfy them with long life and give them my salvation. Well, since He said He would do that, when we see little children die, I want us to go to Proverbs 26:2, and I want you to see what Proverbs 26:2 says. Now, God wrote the Word. I just read it. I want you to see what He says in Proverbs 26:2.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Live in the Word, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.